Yesterday, Wednesday, was Donald Trump's day off from court, and he decided that he was going to spend it not sleeping, unlike his days in court where he repeatedly falls asleep. And at 2 a.m. on Wednesday morning, a very frantic and panicked Donald Trump got on Truth Social, where he begged Republican lawmakers to do something to save him from all of his legal problems. Here's what Donald Trump put on Truth Social. "We have a rigged judge who is working for the Democrat Party and refuses to terminate this case, which should have never been brought by soft-on-crime Alvin Bragg. Judge Mershon should be immediately removed and the appellate courts have to take over. That also applies to corrupt Judge Engoron, who knew I did nothing wrong and still fraudulently fined me $500 million while having no knowledge of valuation finance or in any way what he was doing. Same with Judge Kaplan, who allowed a woman who I never met, celebrity photo lines do not count, and know nothing about, to get a lawless judgment of $90 million. New York justice is in shambles and only the appellate courts can save it." Yeah, for the record, the appellate courts have not been kind to you, so careful what you wish for on that, idiot. He continued, "A Republican doesn't stand a chance. This is not justice. This is New York cabal run by crooked Joe Biden's White House. It's a hit job on a political opponent the likes of which the USA has never seen before. For the good of our country, it must be stopped. The crooked Joe Biden witch hunts have to be ended. Republicans in Washington must take action." That part was in all caps, you know, just so you know, like that's the part he's super serious about, like Republicans in Washington, you must take action. But they can't, because there is nothing they can do, because this is all outside of their jurisdiction, Donnie. They have no control over New York state courts. They have no control over the civil lawsuit brought against you by E. Jean Carroll. They cannot do a thing to save you. But you're going to keep going out there. You're going to whine and cry and piss like a moany little baby. And you're going to beg somebody to step in and save you. Because, let's be clear, that's pretty much what's happened your entire life. I mean, your whole empire began because your daddy stepped in and saved you and gave you a small loan of $1 million. Your whole life, there's always been somebody somewhere able to step in and save you when you needed it. Whether it's been lawyers like Michael Cohen, your daddy at times, or just knowing the right people in the right places like the guy, Hanke, whose company secured your fraud bond. But you've got nowhere to go now. And this is a first for Donald Trump. This is new to him. And that's why it's so terrifying for him. And that's why he's having these 2 a.m. freakouts on Truth Social. Let's be clear about that, folks. That's not normal, right? If he had posted this at like 11 a.m., right? I'm about to go to lunch. Let me fire off this post on Truth Social. It'd be a completely different story. This was 2 a.m. when he put this out. So either he's not sleeping at all, which would explain why he keeps falling asleep in court, or he's just waking up in a cold sweat in the middle of the night, freaking out about his legal problems and panicked that nobody is stepping in to save him. Either way, that's a bad mental state to be in, and it's something that is going to continue to deteriorate as these cases go on. Marjorie Taylor Greene has no friends. Now, at one point, of course, while she was serving as a lawmaker, she had lots of friends. She had Lauren Boebert. She had Matt Gaetz, she had Jim Jordan, she had Donald Trump hovering out there. She had all the conservative media that loved her and she loved them back. But today, she has none of that anymore. She's got Steve Bannon, she's got Paul Gosar. That's pretty much about it. Here's what's happening with Marjorie Taylor Greene in what reporters are calling her worst week ever. See, it all started a couple weeks ago, right? When Marjorie Taylor Greene filed her motion to vacate against Republican Speaker Johnson. At the time, she didn't want the Ukraine aid package passed. She didn't want any foreign aid packages passed. And Republicans were like, well, we're going to do it anyway. So she filed the motion to vacate with Johnson. The aid packages did, of course, pass. But at the time, she had a very strong ally outside of Congress who also said we shouldn't pass these aid packages. That person was Donald Trump. But then this past weekend, after the package had passed the House, Donald Trump came out and he said, yeah, let's do it. We should pass these things. So he completely abandoned Marjorie Taylor Greene, leaving her to hold the bag, right? She's the one pushing to get rid of Johnson. She's causing all this chaos. She thought Trump had her back, but as soon as Trump realized Republicans weren't listening to him, he changed his tune to support the thing to make it look like Republicans were listening to him. And Greene's just left over there like, dude, what the hell? Like, I thought we were kind of a team on this. You had my back and now you don't. And now I've got nobody. And then it got worse. What happened is that Marjorie Taylor Greene also lost the support of conservative media. She is now routinely getting bashed on both Fox News and Newsmax. Now, Fox News is understandable because a lot of the shows on there are still more kind of like mediocre Republican, not full-blown MAGA freaks. They save that for the primetime people. But even those people are starting to see that Marjorie Taylor Greene is about nothing but chaos. But let me read you what New York Times reporter Michelle Cottle wrote, because I think this is very telling. She wrote, members of her own team feel compelled to abandon her. She has, in very little time, undermined the influence of her party's entire right flank, driving less unhinged Republicans, most notably the House Speaker Mike Johnson, to brush back her and her ilk like the poo-flinging chaos monkeys they are. I may be off base here, Marjo, but trashing your colleagues as no better than the other side in a high-stakes election year is not the best way to win them over to your kamikaze mission. More food for thought, Congresswoman. When Russian propagandists start praising your politics and beauty, it's time to rethink your life choices. I mean, not even Donald Trump is throwing in with Moscow Marjorie, as she has been dubbed in some cheekier conservative corners. So that's all coming from conservatives. Then, of course, you had the New York Post that called her Moscow Marge. It's owned, of course, by Rupert Murdoch. But then you had Newsmax this week that ran an op-ed that was titled, Who Put Marjorie Taylor Greene in Charge? And the op-ed goes on to say, the more the likes of Marjorie Taylor Greene crow about their purity, the more they drive the adults to the other side of the aisle. If somehow the far right ousts Johnson and there's a vacancy, who would even want the job? And of course, there was an op-ed from Piers Morgan that appeared in the New York Post that referred to Marjorie Taylor Greene as Putin's useful idiot in Washington. So all of these outlets that previously had been on her side, you know, more than willing to have her come on their programs anytime she wanted, they're now calling her out. Her team, as Cottle wrote for the New York Times, is abandoning her. Donald Trump has abandoned her. Marjorie Taylor Greene is left with only a handful of freaks who nobody else in Congress can stand. People like Gosar, of course. And that's it. That's what she's got. She did this to herself, and she did it to herself because she's safe in her district for this year. And I say for this year, because if the chaos she causes does indeed hurt Republicans in this election year, yes, she'll get two more years, but she'll be facing some pretty serious primary challengers who are going to be able to run on the fact that Marjorie Taylor Greene burned down the Republican Party and cost them their majority. So she has no worries in this year's election, right? It's a little too late for a dark horse primary candidate to take her out. But after this, she may be looking at her last 2 years in office, because when you're in DC and you have zero allies, it's pretty hard to keep your job. In a truly bizarre court filing this week with Judge Eileen Cannon, Donald Trump's lawyers admitted that the FBI, when they came and did their so-called raid on Mar-a-Lago, they completely failed to search a hidden room in Donald Trump's bedroom at Mar-a-Lago. And the reason, because it gets even dumber, the reason Donald Trump's lawyers are even bringing this up is because they think that mentioning that the FBI didn't search the secret room is somehow proof that, I don't know, because for the love of God, I can't make any sense of their legal argument. I mean, let me read you what they filed in court, and you tell me if you can make any sense of this. Despite its knowledge that the area existed, a number of witnesses were asked about it before the grand jury, and the fact that at the time of their search, President Trump's bedroom was under construction, and thus any boxes that had been left there would necessarily have been moved to permit the construction. The FBI failed to search several areas of President Trump's residence on August 8th, 2022, where the boxes are allegedly to have been hidden. It is thus unequivocally material to President Trump, as well as Nauta and D'Olivier's defense. To that end, it is inconceivable that no communications exist concerning the FBI's failure to search an area of President Trump's residence on August 8th. You're mad that they didn't search the secret room? How does that help you? So what's actually happening here is Trump's lawyers are trying to get their hands, you know, through the discovery process on any information that the federal government has that this secret room existed. And so if they can say, oh, look at this, the secret room exists, then his lawyers are going to say, well, why didn't you search it? As if that helps their case, right? Like, that's what makes no sense whatever to me. Like, ha, we gotcha because you knew there was a secret room and you didn't search it. Well, let me actually make this really clear for you. Part of the reason it wasn't searched is because they were told that everything is right here. Like, here is everything. You know, it's down here in this little basement storeroom, whatever. We got some in the bathroom over here, as you can see. Obviously, we're not hiding anything else. And the lawyers even admit, like, the room was under construction, so if there were things there, they would have been moved anyway. So you're saying that even if you had boxes in there, you already would have moved them. So therefore, there would have been no need for the FBI to search the secret room that's hidden behind Donald Trump's dresser, by the way. So what's your point? Like, do you see what I'm saying? None of it makes any sense. So I can't even make sense of why they're like, well, they didn't look in the secret room. Well, fantastic. Do we need to go get another subpoena? Do we need to get a warrant here? Do we need to send the FBI back down to Mar-a-Lago? Is that what you're asking for? Because to me, it seems like that's what you're asking for. And if you ask me, that's what the prosecution should do. There is reasonable cause to believe that documents are hidden in the secret room. Even with the publicity that is now on the secret room, Trump's not that clever. He's not. I say, get your warrant, get your agents, go back to Mar-a-Lago, search the secret room. And if there's nothing there, there's nothing there. Like, that's the worst case scenario, is you go there and you're like, all right, there's nothing. Cool. And you leave. But his lawyers seem to be making a big deal about the fact that you didn't search it. So why not just humor them and go ahead and get it over with? On Tuesday of this week, well, part of the day on Tuesday, in that courtroom in Manhattan, we had the gag order violation hearing for Donald Trump, where at one point his lawyer was refusing to answer questions from Judge Mershon, or at least wasn't answering them in any way that was appropriate or relevant, to the point where Judge Mershon had to get on to Donald Trump's lawyer and warn him that he is, quote, losing all credibility, which, as a defendant, you definitely don't want to hear a judge tell your lawyer they're losing their credibility in front of the jury, right? That's definitely a bad thing for a criminal defendant to hear in court. And it's definitely not good for a jury to hear that either. This pissed Donald Trump off, pissed him off tremendously. So after court ended on Tuesday, Donald Trump went back to his Trump Tower in New York, stewed on it for a little bit, and then his anger boiled over and he got on Truth Social and went after the judge, who, of course, humiliated his own lawyer. Here's what Trump wrote. Every single legal scholar and expert said that Soros-backed prosecutor Alvin Bragg has no case. The list includes Jonathan Turley, Greg Jarrett, Byron York, Andrew McCarthy, Mark Levin, Alan Dershowitz, Mike Davis, David Rivkin, Kristen Shapiro, Brad Smith, Andrew Tchaikovsky, and many more. So why won't they drop the case? Alvin Bragg never wanted to bring it, thought it was a joke, was furious at lawyer Mark Pomerantz. Will he be prosecuted for what he did? Highly conflicted, to put it mildly, Judge Juan Merchan has taken away my constitutional right to free speech. Everybody is allowed to talk and lie about me, but I am not allowed to defend myself. This is a kangaroo court, and the judge should recuse himself. So I can't help but notice that you also once again attacked a witness, and not just attacked him, Mark Pomerantz, of course, who will be called as a witness. You didn't just attack him. You actually suggested that Pomerantz may have committed a crime. Now, you see, the suggestion of that, will he be prosecuted? That's kind of borderline, maybe a little bit, could be, depending on the jury you get, a defamation lawsuit waiting to happen. You can't accuse somebody of committing a crime, which is why, much to a lot of people's, you know, annoyance, I always have to say allegedly. You know, Trump allegedly did these things. If I do not say allegedly, you know, that kind of opens the door to where, you know, there's a possibility of a lawsuit. It probably wouldn't be successful. But anyway, we say allegedly because that's what it is. Unless they are convicted, they are not actually a criminal. It is all alleged. Nevertheless, Trump just accused Mark Pomerantz of committing a crime, suggesting that he should, in fact, be prosecuted. And I have not seen a single thing anywhere, anytime, any place that Mark Pomerantz did anything illegal. But Mark Pomerantz is going to be a witness in the case. And here Donald Trump is, after his own lawyer got humiliated in the gag order hearing, once again violating the gag order. And it didn't stop there. Because after Donald Trump put out this frantic and panicked post on Truth Social, he then sent out a fundraising email where he claimed that he is being held hostage. He said that the Biden witch hunt is holding me hostage in New York. He is a hostage. He is a victim. And that's what Donald Trump is trying to portray to his followers. I did nothing wrong. All of these horrible things happening to me are not because I may have done some bad things. No, God, no. It's because I'm winning in the polls, even though he's not. Like, the polls right now do not show Donald Trump winning. In fact, among actual voters, a new poll came out this week, among actual voters, Biden leads by 9 points. 9 points among the people that are actually going to show up and vote this year. So, yeah, you're not winning. Biden has no control at all over these prosecutions that, or the prosecution you're currently facing. He's not involved in it in any way. You're not being held hostage. You are free to leave nights and weekends. But Trump wants to make himself seem like poor, pitiful Donnie so that his supporters will give him a couple more dollars. Well, maybe they will, maybe they won't. If they do, Trump has a little bit more money to keep paying his lawyers. But it is interesting to watch in real time as Donald Trump's brain crumbles into dust due to the anxiety and fear that he is currently experiencing. Thanks for listening to today's Fair and Balanced Daily. Stay up to date with all of our content by finding us on YouTube at youtube.com/fairandbalanced and follow me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Fair and Balanced.